Yo, you want to see something cool? No. Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yo, yo, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm outside Ugwa 316 Blood, Sweat, and Beers with the Indica Enigma, the Sativa Psycho, Lida J.
What is good? What is good, Phil? Good to see you, brother.
What's
good
up,
to be
man?
On. Thank you for having me, brother. Appreciate you.
Yeah, you know, I figured I need to get back to my roots and interview the talent coming up, man. So that's why we're here.
Yeah, I appreciate
that's
that.
That's why we're here. So let's get into it, man. From SoCal, San Bernardino boy, yeah. Came over to the Bay. What prompted the move, brother?
Oh man, it's just real talk, man. I used to be into a lot of bad things, man.
Okay.
A lot of substance abuse, and I moved away to get away from it all and start a new life, you know, and just really try to reach those things that were out of my grasp because of the influences around me, you know.
Right on. I love it, man. So you moved up to the Bay, and then how soon did you start the training? Was it right away? Was it like a couple months, a year?
It was about maybe 2 years into me living up in the Bay.
Okay. What year
did
you move up here?
Oh, sure. What was it? Pre-pandemic, so 2020?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like
2020, going
okay.
into pandemic.
Like, okay.
So I had a solid year of some Bay Area adventures. I got to go to Hood Slam. That was the first show I ever went to.
Okay, okay.
Like, it was so dope, man. And that prompted me to start peeking into the world a little bit more. And then, you know, I found a wrestling school that was close to me. It's East Bay Pro and trained by Rick Luxury. And he took care of me out there. And, you know, it was quite the adventure. It was one of those things. I was just about to turn 25. And I was really asking myself, like, when do I double down on myself? Like, let me put this money down on me. Let me see how far I could take it. I have a respect for the craft. So even if I flunk out or it's not for me, I could say that I got in there and did it. But goddamn, I got in there and I loved it.
You love it, man. I mean, look at the people that have taken bets on themselves in this business. It's worked out pretty well for a lot of people, man. So join the club. But East Bay, I mean, training with Rick Luxury, wrestling personified. What was that like, man? Because he's just a great worker, man. Like, I've always been a fan of his work. I mean, I used to watch him back in the day in the APW garage, like 10 something years ago, bro. Like, I've always enjoyed his work. What was it like to be under that learning tree?
Learning with Rick was amazing because he had so much patience for me that he knew that if I wanted it, he could take me there. He could take me to the walls that I needed to break down. He could take me to the doors that I needed to open. But I needed to get there myself. And he would push me to help me get there. And he would help, you know, in different aspects, you know, as far as, you know, working with you in your head and working with your body and what you're capable of doing.
Okay. I love it. I love it, man. The first persona going around was Joe Burr.
Yeah.
we can talk about it, man.
Let's talk about it.
I call it a Joe Burr match. Versus Rude Dragon, shout out, brother.
Oh,
actually an ugly show, but it was in Gilroy.
It was in Gilroy. It was one of my favorite matches to date. Oh,
yeah,
man.
I mean,
I loved working Rude Dragon.
Let's talk about the Joe Burr era, man. What was going through your mind just during that time?
It was at the time that I was ready to make the jump into my in-ring debuts, and I was ready to start knocking on doors and be like, you know, hey, you know, I'm here to help out ring crew, this is the gimmick, if you have space for me, you know. And I was Rumble ready, and so, you know, it was a name that came as a joke. Like, we were joking around and just playing, trying to figure something to stick to the wall. And, you know, somebody threw it out there, and I thought it was funny, so I ran with it. I was so excited to get into the ring that I didn't even really, like, second guess it. I just ran with it, ran with the joke behind it, ran with, you know, and just, this is one of those things that it manifested itself into something that I would grow to dislike.
Yeah.
You know, because when you hear Joe Burr, you're like, oh, a guy named Joe, but the play is Jobber. And with that being the term that it is, like, you know, I would hear people say my name and they, Joe Burr, Jobber. And it's like, why you got to throw so much salt on it like that? You know, like, what's wrong? But, you know, I needed to get away from it. It was clear. It was time for me to take the training wheels off and grow up a little bit more. And that's where, you know, we segue into Lida J.
Lida J, yeah, you took some time off. You know, you had your little Lightning Kid era, the show X-Pac run,
yeah,
real quick.
You know, my little 1, 2, 3
kid. That's a reference for your ass, boy. I do this.
you know, getting into Light of J, man, like, let's just talk about it. Shout out to Ugwa for putting me on and really giving me an opportunity to push this gimmick through, because it was one of the first shows that, you know, I changed my name and had a card under. And, you know, it started with the Slashapalooza match, with that being the match that pushed me so far away from Joe Burr. I don't even know who that is anymore. Like,
that was a year ago,
you know,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. It was a year ago. I had my hardcore match with Jaya. You know, we was in there with Matt Bronson. Shout out to Bronson, because that was his last match that he had. I was grateful to be in that and to be a part of it. Go check out my vignette. I get skewered. I get taxed. I get bloodied up. Like, it's the thing that pushed me away from this childish gimmick to me. And this to me is more playful, more myself. And it truly is just 110% me.
I love it, man. You know, I've noticed just a difference in the performing, man. I mean, you joined Oasis. You're one of the you're one of the brothers that pulled up over there. I mean, you were at the first Kickback too, right?
Yeah, I did the sound for the first Kickback.
That's right. Another Oasis original, man. Been there since day one, man.
I got tapped by the Samoans, and they asked me to help run sound with TMD. Shout out to Joey there.
Yeah, shout out, brother, man.
He's a great guy. Great work on sound. We do it every time at Oasis. And, you know, having that spot there, I love being behind the scenes as well. I love helping pull the strings and making it work. We all come together, and it's so beautiful to have that. And so, you know, my talents are where we move. It's like when they tapped me for that, I was so honored. I was so happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, you're rewarded for your hard work in the land of the savages. You did the sound for the first Kickback. The second one, you wrestled Beatrice Domino.
Yeah, I got to wrestle Beatrice. You know, she's a great fighter, hands down. Like, one of the best matches I've had in a good minute. Definitely a good brawler. You know, I can't wait to run the hands back with them again, because, it, you know, at the end of the day, like, she's a tough competitor.
Absolutely.
You know,
and crowd was hot.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. Like, they hit hard. Ain't no joke there.
But let's talk about training at Oasis, man. I mean, you know, we've been in there together a little bit. The world will see that maybe one day. But how's it been, man? Like, just talk about it. Like, the training, and just, like, have you seen a difference truly in, like, the way you perform and the way you go about things in the squared circle?
I think with Oasis, they've definitely helped me curate and hone in on what it is I wanted to do. And they've even helped me answer questions about myself as a wrestler that I needed help answering. And they've even helped me ask more questions to help me grow, and really pushing the physique and the training, you know, the endurance that, you know, and training that we go through, the in-ring, the cardio, the psychology. Everything that works, you get so many flavors as well, where it's like, you know, if this ain't your style, we got somebody that could suit you and kind of get you in that direction. Yeah. So for me, it's like, I love my Brawly Lucha, you know, going in that flow, thanks to Mago. Like, he's been helping me out on that. You know, shout out to Tarzan Duran too, because he helped push me through that when he was a guest coach for a minute.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, you have all these flavors coming together, bro, and you have people who push you, and you have everyone in the room grinding towards the same goal. Just feels like success. Like, even if it's one extra push-up than yesterday, if it's one more rope you hit than the other day,
what's the motto? 1% better every day,
1%
man.
Better every day, though. Like, if real talk. And everything you do, not just in the ring, outside the ring, like, it goes everywhere. And a lot of the lessons I've learned at Oasis translate to the real world as well, you know. And that's the beautiful thing about something like this.
Yeah, man, I want to toot your horn for a second, man. My first couple practice matches were against Light of J, man.
This man
took care of me, man. Book this man.
Ah, hey, thank you. Yes, please. Let's talk raids.
Let's talk about Ugwa, man. I mean, you're getting in the hardcore. I mean, you're in something tonight. Is it a Fatal 4-Way or something for the Beast of the East Championship? It's going.
Beast of the East Championship on the line. Defending is Jaya Jewel.
Yes, the Beast of the Bayou. So, I mean, when you first got into wrestling, did you ever think, like, hardcore, or is that's what I'm going to do? Like,
I knew it was something I wanted to check off on my list of things that, you know, just kind of come with the territory. I knew it was going to come my way. And to be honest, it was right after I got off my, you know, like, I had my little just time off, and I was coming back as Light of J, and real talk, I tapped the promoter, I tapped Slash, and I asked him, I was like, look, bro, I'm trying to do some hardcore. If you got space for me, like, this is where I'm trying to go with it. And, you know, something lined itself up in a way to where, I'm going to be honest, bro, like, Batman and Joker, Jaya Jewel and Light of J, take your pick on who you want to be your hero, your villain, it don't matter to me.
I know. I mean, I saw the promo, the My Way. It looks like y'all might be destined to do this thing forever, man.
You know, man, shout out to Austin 316 on 316.
Yes, happy 316 day. Go get you some Steve Weisers, man.
I did my little vignette as homage Rock versus Austin. You know, if I'm Rock, he's Austin. If he's, you know, whatever it
vice
is.
Vice versa.
Vice versa. What, you choose the roles how you want them to be. But right now, we got blood. We got feud. We got heat. And you know, we're going to take it there.
Absolutely, man. So as we wind it down, let's talk about DJing real quick, man. How'd you get into that? DJ Stoic over here, if y'all didn't know.
I've been DJing for like 5 years, man. Like, and so how I got into it, I mean, we're just gonna cycle back into my life in SoCal. Like, okay. You know, I was kicking substances, bro. Real talk, this is where the Light of J gimmick becomes real, bro. Like, I gave up opioids, you know, them painkillers will fucking get you, bro. Like, I gave that up and started leaning on weed a little bit more to help me get out of that. And that was one of the things was like where my love for weed comes from. I've been working in the cannabis industry 6 years up here in the Bay, bro. But before we even get to that, like, you know, transitioning out into like smoking a little bit more weed, less drinking, I needed to find a hobby, bro, like something to really entertain myself. And, you know, man, I was really into going to music festivals and DJing, seeing that, you know, on the stage and you fucking wilding out, and it looked great. And then I bought myself some gear. I sat down and realized, like, this is just like playing an instrument, if not a little more complicated. You're working with a computer interface and you're working with an instrument in front of you that juggles live. And it was something that my ADHD brain wrapped itself around so much because I love music, bro. Like,
there you
it's
go.
Just, it's in my soul. It's in my heart. I've been raving since I was like 13, bro. Like, it really runs deep. And so, you know, I put that passion into music and I started getting DJ bookings here and there at little open mics, and I pull up, and then eventually I started really like getting into my flow, finding myself just like you find yourself in any creative aspect, whether you be a wrestler, whether you be a DJ, whether you be an artist and, you know, painting, whatever. Like, you find yourself at some point, and I found my soul, I found my rhythm in it. You know, it's a beautiful thing, bro. Music brings us all together.
Absolutely, man. As we wind down, this is the rapid fire portion of the interview.
Oh, let's go.
And I saw the camera person has some J's, man. Can we light one up for Lighter J?
Got them slugs, though.
Let's light one up as we go through this.
Got them sluggers.
Favorite, you have a lighter? Yeah, for sure. Favorite wrestler of all time?
Eddie Guerrero.
Ooh, Viva La Raza. I mean, Eddie had his biggest win here in the Bay, you know, with the title at the Cow Palace. Let's talk about Eddie for a second, man. I mean, a guy that was just so, he just made it look effortless.
He made it look effortless. His charisma is what struck me as a child. And real talk, like, I am Latino. As a kid, I never felt like I was Latino because I was lighter, bro.
Okay.
And I would have other kids kind of like get me on that. And seeing Eddie, bro, he's light like me, bro. Like, you know, he's raza like me. And so you have that connection when you can identify with your heroes, bro. But that shit got really real for me, bro, when I fell through my opioid slump and he went through his, bro. And it's like, damn, like, you know, I feel that pain in a way. And it's like you begin to see the human being behind it all. And it's what really brought me to him as a.
There we go.
Oh shit, here we go.
And you get that escape out there, just kind of like he did. I love it, man. Favorite gimmick of all time? Like, is there a character that you just loved growing up? Like me, I'm a Razor Ramon guy. That's my favorite character of all time.
My gimmick comes as a trio, man. And it's always going to be Mick Foley, Do Love, Cactus Jack. That as a trio.
Okay.
Like, seeing Mick Foley was my absolute favorite. Seeing him as Dude Love and Cactus Jack, I knew it got serious when Cactus Jack was there. I knew we were having fun when Dude Love was there. Like, and you know, when Mick Foley was there, it was always just the personification of somebody who is genuine and real and giving you everything they have. Like,
absolutely. And last one, favorite match you've had?
My favorite match to date. That's a tough one. Like, cause I've had some good matches, and I feel like every match I have prior is my best one. But truthfully, I'm gonna say the match I had the most fun in, my best match to date, has to be me versus Bronson versus Jaya Jewel. That hardcore match was a milestone in my career that set me apart it put my name on the map with some of the UGWA fans here. Like, they see me, they know me by name, and it's always cool seeing them when you make that mark. And then when I finally get out there to go actually wrestle, they can actually follow me and see that, oh, he does more than just hardcore. He does this and this too, you know, and kind of have that Swiss Army knife mentality. And when you go into the ring, you can bring a little everything with you, bro. But that match right there has to be my favorite. It was the most painful match. It was the first time I ever colored, the first time I ever skewered, gusset, tacks. Like, and it was one of the ones that just gave me the highest high I've ever had, bro. Like, the adrenaline is real.
Absolutely, man. Well, Lyta, this has been fun, man. It's been a pleasure to get to know you over these past couple years, man. It's been a pleasure to train with you. Man, let the people know where they can find you, man.
Bro, you could catch me tonight, 316 at UGWA. We go catch the clips later on next Friday. I'm going to be at Oasis Pro. That's March 23rd.
Yo.
No, 22nd. 22nd. March 22nd, Friday. Gilman Brewery.
Bay versus the world, man.
Versus the world, Craig.
Versus
the world.
Yes, the world, Craig. Come see Lyta J in action, man. Let them know where they can find you on socials, brother.
You catch me at Lyta J on Instagram. You catch me at Lyta J710 on Twitter. Twitter. We call it Twitter still.
It's still the bird.
We still call it Twitter. And then on Facebook, I just go by my shoot government name, bro. You can catch me there at Eric Salinas. It is what it is. I mean, y'all can add me.
Well,
add
I'm
going
to do it
go
anyway.
Ahead. I don't even really be posting.
Everybody. Lyta J, everybody.